Hello and welcome to the Aviation Reporter, your podcast about everything related to airports, airlines, and the aviation industry. In this episode, in collaboration with Emma Systems, we have with us Carlos Berenguer, Aviation General Director at Aerotech, who discusses the idea of going beyond sustainability and aviation's real challenges in the future. He is in conversation with Jean-Luc Division. So, without further ado, let's give the floor to them.
Carlos, very welcome to this podcast. Well, I think the first question we always start with is whether you can introduce yourself a bit, your function, and then, of course, the company you work for.
Thank you, Jean-Luc. Yes, my name is Carlos Berenguer, Aviation General Director of Aerotech Solutions. I am aeronautical engineer, master in business administration, and project management professional. I joined Aerotech Solutions in 2004 after really a period of working in AENA, in the strategic planning department in Madrid. I also spent like 6 months in the Master of Air Transport Management at Cranfield University in the UK while I was finishing my degree. And I met Aerotech CEO Antonio Gomez at Cranfield University in November 2003, and he invited me to join Aerotech in Malaga as soon as I finished my period in the UK, and this is what I did. Aerotech Solutions is a pure aeronautical company covering both the aerospace industry, including aircraft manufacturing support, onboard aircraft systems design, and manned aircraft systems or remotely piloted aircraft systems development and military projects, and also aviation, which is basically airports consultancy and design. The company Aerotech Solutions is almost 25 years old. We are around 650 professionals now, with offices in Spain, in the UK, in Germany, in France, in Colombia, Peru, United States, and the Emirates in Abu Dhabi. Our revenues are around $40 million per year, and approximately one third is aviation, the division that I manage. It is also important to mention that 70% of the aviation business in Aerotech is international. It means outside Spain. My role in Aerotech Solutions is to lead the aviation team with full responsibility from taking strategic decisions, helping to win contracts, and to manage big projects with complex clients, and also, and probably most important, getting the required margins for the company to guarantee our continuous growth. I work with an excellent team of 125 people now in my division.
Well, that's very impressive because, of course, I think many people like me know Aerotech, especially from, let's say, the airport design perspective. But the way you just explained it, it has really moved into a lot of different areas, even going inside the planes. So that's, I think that's a big change you have gone through over the years. Was there a specific reason for this kind of development to go beyond purely, let's say, the airport design business?
Yeah, it really started 20 years ago. I mean, our CEO, Antonio, he has this aeronautical vision. He's also an aeronautical engineer. And he decided from the beginning that there was a niche, there was a market in supporting Airbus and Boeing in their manufacturing processes and in the development of onboard systems. And the truth is that they started, really from almost the beginning there. And today, two-thirds of the company is really focused in this area. So yeah, we are proud of it.
Oh, and cool to hear. I mean, that expansion is really exciting. My next question, of course, and we are in the aviation business. I mean, has COVID that has been, let's say, ongoing for 1 year and a half, is now finally getting over its top, has it impacted your company and the business you're in?
For sure. I mean, the truth is that the impact was very hard. I mean, as I told you, 30% of our tech business is aviation. And no aircraft was flying for a while, which is a big problem. On the other hand, 70% of our business is related to aircraft manufacturing, and the same problem happened. So the situation was dramatic, let's say, at the beginning of the COVID in March 2020. The truth is that some clients took their actions very rapidly, stopping or canceling some of our contracts. However, other clients just considered that it was a transitional period and the design or consultancy cost is really minimal in comparison with the investment cost. So they decided to continue with their design and consultancy projects, and this was an advantage for sure. The impact was around 25% reduction in revenues, in our revenues. But we are now back with similar figures to the pre-COVID situation, thanks God. At the end of the day, we have learned a lot about our clients from this crisis, and that's the truth. From a design point of view, we have advised our clients about the impact of this COVID situation in their terminal building's capacity. The reduction in capacity in terms of peak hour passengers is huge when you take into consideration that the timing in checking is longer because a lot of documents need to be checked. Social distance reduces the capacity in the queues. Sanitary areas must be provided to check documentation and to control the temperature of the passengers, etc. So it has also been a challenge for all of us in terms of design.
I mean, what I hear here is that you actually also kind of found new services to advise people how to kind of manage the terminal, because a lot of airports close some terminals or close part of the terminals. So is that a kind of a business, kind of a crisis management approach you could do there? Or
you are right, this is a kind of business. But to be honest, it's small because all the operators are in crisis. So they really thought at the beginning that they had the capability to close part of their terminal buildings. But the truth is that when they started having flights back, they checked that they needed more space than previously. So there is really a way of finding a business to provide the right consultancy services to operators. You're right. It's not a big thing, but it's a very relevant one to make sure that we all comply with the COVID limitations.
And of course, now after COVID, what you see now is the entire sustainability element coming along. The environmental questions coming along, especially, of course, in our world, in the world of aviation and transportation. I mean, how do you see this evolution where there is an increasing need to think about how we increase sustainability and think twice about the impact the industry has? And how do you see your company's role in that to contribute to that specific sustainability requirements the industry is getting from the government?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I would like to explain that I am personally participating in the Master in Sustainable Air Transport Management led by ITAREA and TIFAL and UNITAR, United Nations. I act as co-director of this master in the United Nations, and the key factor is to give the importance of the sustainability concept to the air transport managers of the future. Sustainability and efficiency are key concepts for the future of aviation. Our future really depends on it. It is essential to understand that the airport market must compensate its carbon footprint, taking the right measures. And these measures include using clean energy sources like solar, wind, geothermal energy, and also noise transformation into energy, recycling programs, using electric vehicles, making real the circular economy at the airport. I mean, all these concepts must be implemented from a design point of view in the existing airport and also in the greenfield projects. I mean, we all know the big effort to reduce the carbon footprint in the aeronautical sector is really focused in the aircraft itself. I mean, in aeronautics, more than 70% of the carbon footprint comes directly from the aircraft activity. And this is the reason why the main aircraft manufacturers are moving to electrification and hydrogen technologies, doing great investments in these fields. A carbon calculator is a key tool to understand the emissions of the airport and to identify the right measures and actions that are needed to get zero emissions. As an example, we are working in a very interesting greenfield project in Colombia called Aerocafé with UK partners, where we are proposing the implementation of a zero carbon strategy, as well as a social inclusion approach and a gender equality promotion. We are already pushing hard in this regard.
That's a very kind of vast offering you're taking along. Huh? I mean, of course, I think we all know the impact agencies that design airports can have on the topology of the airport and already take into consideration all the weather conditions. But of course, once you go further and you're involved into the airplane business and all elements around it, it goes pretty wide. So I'm very impressed by the, that kind of viewpoint you have adopted as a company. Cool. Of course, I mean, sustainability. I mean, if we talk about trends, which is my next question, sustainability probably is the number one. Do you see other key trends? Because, of course, you brought in the aspect of diversity and other elements. But if we talk about purely the aviation industry, besides sustainability, what are for you the upcoming key trends we will be seeing between this and the next 5 to 10 years?
Yeah, I mean, in our tech, we love to say that airports of the future must be friendlier, easier, faster, and greener. We are working hard on this, in our designs to implement these concepts. I mean, friendlier means that from a design point of view, we need to work hard to improve the passenger experience. The terminal building must be a place where the passenger really enjoy its trip. Easier means simplifying processes and really try to minimize or reduce the passenger walking distance in the terminal building and improving the signage and guidance to the passengers by probably implementing personalized technological tools. Faster means that processes like check-in, security, passport control, customs, and baggage reclaim must be much faster for the passengers. The technology is already available to make it real. So We need to work closely with the regulators to make it work. And finally, greener. And greener means sustainability and efficiency, which is key for the future of our aviation sector. That's clear. I mean, but there are other concepts, other trends that I would like to mention. One of them is the electrification. From an aircraft viewpoint, this is an advantage in terms of efficiency. I mean, weight reduction when changing hydraulic devices by electronic ones. Hydrogen implementation is another one. Airbus, in 15 years' time, they plan to have the first commercial aircraft using only hydrogen as its energy source. Let's see if they get it. We also have a great challenge in this regard in the airport infrastructure. Clean production of hydrogen and also the development of an efficient hydrogen distribution net in the airport, which is very, very complex. I would also like to mention the urban air mobility. We will start soon watching and using drones in our cities and taxis. I mean, drones in our cities as taxis and also for e-commerce distribution. We are involved right now in the development of some vertiport designs in Europe and also in Latin America. And finally, I would like to mention one more thing, and it is the ACDM, Airport Collaborative Decision Making. Many stakeholders must be involved in this process. I mean, airport operators, I mean, airlines, I mean, handling agents, I mean, ATM services providers, regulators. This is also a key factor for reaching the efficiency at airports. And in Artex Solutions, we are also working in projects to implement this ACDM concept in some international airports in the Middle East.
In whatever you say, you always feel or find common denominators. It's efficiency, it's flexibility, it's adaptiveness, because this is all what will lead to your five key elements. And of course, to sustainability, you need to be able to adapt much faster. And airport operations need to be much more efficient, especially if you bring in all those new requirements with regards to electrification, hydrogen and whatever. So there's a lot of challenges coming along to the airport segment. And what I heard especially is, of course, also a lot of kind of government acting, because to realize all the elements you mentioned, there needs to be kind of a support from authorities, from regulators, from governments. They will have to play their role to allow airports, airliners, and all the industries around it to move into this direction. Huh?
Yeah. Well, let me explain a little bit more about Artex Solutions, because I think it is important. I mean, during the last 10 years, we have worked very, very hard to increase our work abroad, including UK and Ireland, Middle East, Latin America. Our DNA is international from the beginning, and it is part of our values, you know. We've done extraordinary efforts to enter into these markets and really to demonstrate that our clients, that we are a very trustful company with a specific niche of expertise that makes us a real boutique company for many airports development around the world. Our services in aviation, I mean, include consultancy works, like airport transactions, working for both the sell side and the buy side. We are also experts in airport planning, where we have a very well-known name internationally. And also we are specialists in concept and detail design of airports, including airfields, and also including landside, terminal buildings, control towers, etc. We are also ICAO certification experts, and we have experience in this kind of projects in Spain, but also in Colombia, Peru, Jordan, the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, etc. And we have also expanded our experience during the last years in airport project management and also in ORAT, operational readiness and airport transfer in Spain, but also in Latin America and Middle East. And one important thing is that we always try to align the outcome of any project to our client real needs. I mean, with a very important project management professional approach to each project, visualizing together the client goals, it is key for us to be fully focused on this objective, really. In my opinion, when you have the capability to properly transmit to your team how relevant is to understand your client needs and empathize with them, 50% of the work is done. Finally, I would like to mention just the passenger trends. I have recently started flying again. Last year, I only visited Colombia once and Saudi Arabia once. And now, in September, I visited the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, and in 2 weeks' time, I will visit Peru and Colombia. Things are moving again. And you can check, if you take an international flight, that the volume of passengers in the terminal buildings is increasing faster than expected. And you know that we are in the optimistic scenario of the Eurocontrol forecast traffic scenarios. And just to finalize, in 2019, for your information, I flew a distance almost equivalent to the distance you find between the Earth and the Moon. This is 380,000 kilometers, just one way. But now these figures will never happen again, in my opinion, because we and our clients have also learned that some meetings can perfectly be substituted by video conferences, but obviously not all of them.
No, fully agree. And yeah, I mean, you're completely right with recovery. At least in Europe, I think we see full airports and full planes again, which is always nice to see, because it means that you have that kind of possibility to kind of recover much faster than a lot of people were predicting. So that's, I think, very cool. So yeah, great. And also great to see actually the offering, which is really a one-stop shop offering you have. So I think that's in those 25 years, I mean, very big progress that has been made, and it shows the kind of the focus on the business and how you want to tackle everything around it. So very interesting. Again, thank you very much for your time today, Carlos. Very interesting insights.
It's been really a pleasure, really.
I think our listeners will really love what you said, offering those interesting insights. And have a lovely day. We'll meet again.
Thank you so much for joining us. This podcast was brought to you in collaboration with EMA Systems. EMA helps airports optimize their ground operations by correlating real-time data through its various AI components, including ACDM. You can visit www.emma.aero to find out more. Onwards and upwards towards our next episode.